A Sikh martial arts showdown returned to the Cloverdale Agriplex this year. 72 of the best Gatka athletes from around North America battled at the third annual Dumdumah Gatka Championships. Between 2,500 and 3,000 spectators took in the all-invitational, two-day event July 5 to 6. It was an amazing weekend, said Vani Kaur, communications manager for the Dumdumah Gatka Championship. We had a great turnout to see the event and we had a lot of enthusiastic competitors as well. She added because the format was best on best, it elevated the level of competition over previous years and offered many intense battles over the weekend. She said she hopes the event ignites a spark of interest in even more people. After some preliminary bouts on July 5, the knockout rounds of the tournament progressed through quarters, semis, and then finals on July 6 in four categories. Both junior boys and girls, age 15+, and both senior men and women, 18+. Gatka. Gatka is a traditional Sikh combat sport and is thought of as combat education. The sport is old, originating in the late 1400s in Punjab. The martial art form enjoyed a revival in the 1960s and 70s, with the International Gatka Federation being established in 1982. It has grown considerably in the intervening years. In Surrey, the Shaheed Baba Deep Singh Ji Gatka Akhara, SBDSJGA, was established in 2003 and has grown significantly over the last two decades. The Dumdumah Gatka Championships are hosted by SBDSJGA. An Akhara is both a gym and association where Gatka is practiced, but also the circular arena floor where competitors do battle. Gatka fighters compete one-on-one in bouts that have a two-minute, stop-time round. This Gatka Championships featured Fari Sodi competition. A Fari is a leather shield and a Sodi is a stick made out of bamboo. Competitors attempt to strike the opponent with the stick and get points for strikes in different areas. Above the waist is 2 points. Below the waist is 1 point. If you hit someone's back, it's 3 points. If the defender blocks the strike, no points are given. When one fighter makes a strike, he must stop and let the other competitor strike. But the interchange back and forth is very quick. Tegbir Singh Kane. Tegbir Singh Kane competed over the weekend. The Surrey resident got into the sport as a way to connect with like-minded people. He began practicing Gatka about 12 years ago. At first, he was more into other sports, but over the last 4 years, since he's joined SBDSJGA, he's been very serious about it. He said the Akhara is very welcoming and at the same time very serious about the sport. That was a big part of what attracted me, Kane said. They made me feel welcome first. And I've always wanted to help out. He said he practices twice a week all year, but ramps up his practice frequency ahead of competitions. Simran Kaur. Simran Kaur competed in the senior women's category. She's been practicing Gatka for about 3 years. She called the heat of battle exhilarating, and said even though one's competing, a Gatka fighter feels connected to the other fighter because they're competing with a person of the same faith. It's definitely something different, the Surrey resident said. When you're in the Akhara, you feel like a different force is taking over. It's not just you and the other person. She said it's not only a collective energy one feels in the ring, on a deeper level it connects an individual fighter with their cultural history. This has been such a big tradition, Simran said. The tradition of being weapon bearers and learning how to utilize them effectively is part of Sikh history and culture. She said the sport of Gatka is inextricably linked to the Sikh faith. You want to be spiritually strong and you want to be physically strong to prepare for this, she added. Even the strongest players need to have strong faith. That faith connection piece takes you the extra mile. 2025 tourney. New this year, the championships hosted a market section where local vendors sold their wares. Many carried one-of-a-kind items for the tournament. Vani Kaur said SBDSJGA is trying to raise the profile of Gatka to attract more people, both competitors and spectators, to the martial art form. We want the players to get excited, to take it more seriously, and we want them to elevate their own practice of it as well, noted Vaneet. Everyone is taking the sport more seriously, and we're hoping this ignites a spark in more players that want to learn the sport. She added that the fourth annual Gatka Championships are already being planned with an eye to return to the Agriplex in 2026. SBDSJGA was inspired to start the World Championships on behalf of the founder of their Akara, Bhai Charanjit Singh. He brought the practice of Gatka to Surrey, but unfortunately passed away at a young age. SBDSJGA is continuing his legacy in trying to grow the sport and celebrate it. For more info on SBDSJGA, visit Gatka online.